Josh, Bill talked, I think it was yesterday, about tempo, and that's sort of something that's dictated by what you see in a defense. What would lead you guys that you're seeing on the defense side of the football to say, let's go up tempo? Is it that they have a bigger defensive front, limited depth, coverages they're playing? What are the sort of things that lead you to say up tempo is what might work for us?
Well, I think the question you go in asking yourself each week as you prepare for an opponent is, is there any way in today's league that you could gain an advantage on Sunday for your players? Could you simplify it possibly for your players on Sunday, doing any number of things, whether that be playing at a different pace or playing on a certain personnel grouping that maybe you believe the defense, has a limited package of calls for. But I think that's always kind of a question you go in, and there could be a number of reasons, I guess, that would come up. You mentioned a bunch of them there. but I think the most important thing is that we're doing something, whatever that is, if we choose to play fast, we're doing something that we know how to execute ourselves. I think everything starts with our own execution, and our own ability to all 11 of us work on the same page on every play, and sometimes that seems to be better playing, at the line of scrimmage, and other times it's much better playing from the huddle. So I think there's probably a number of factors that could decide what you choose to do each week, and we've kind of done both.
Josh, there's been some talk about how Chip Kelly out of Oregon has met with your coaches over the last couple of years, and how did that relationship start for you, and what effect has it had on your offense, especially this season?
There's certainly a number of different coaches that everybody has relationships with. I, for one, have actually never met Chip. I know Chip was around here maybe once or twice this spring. I never had an opportunity to sit down and speak with him. So I don't really have personally any relationship with Chip. But I think this isn't something that's brand new for this team, and this organization. Certainly not this offense. And I know we had done it in the past. I know Billy did a great job with it in the last few years, and it's something that, if we feel can help us be successful and help us win the game, then, we usually carry it into that week's game plan. So that's about what I can say about that.
Josh, can you just talk about the Seattle secondary, what you see from them, and kind of the challenge they present?
Yeah, it's a really talented defense. They're fast. The secondary is big, fast. I would describe them as long. They can get their hands on a lot of balls. Even though they're, younger, I would say they have a lot of experience playing together. They're all good tacklers, which I think, you always look for that, when you play an opponent and see if you can make yards after the catch or if you get through the line of scrimmage, if you have opportunities there. And I think all of them do a good job tackling. Chancellor and Thomas, I think, really do a great job of reading the quarterback, and their aggressive safeties. One of them is normally down on most plays, so they get involved in the running game. They're very physical players. I think it'll be a great challenge for us this week, certainly playing in Seattle, first of all, against a defense that's really, really, really playing well.
What you've seen of them, Josh, sort of how much pressure are they bringing thus far in the season?
Do you mean like blitzing?
Blitzing, yeah, additional rushers beyond the four.
Well, they don't have to. They definitely do it, but they certainly don't need to create pressure on the quarterback. Their front four, and they play more than more than four guys, obviously, but their front four and the rotational players that they move in and out of there do a fabulous job of getting penetration, getting up the field. They put a lot of pressure on the edges of your pass protection, and they've created a lot of negative plays doing that. So they'll mix the pressure in there, but I like I said, I think they do a good job of getting pressure on the quarterback both in both scenarios.
Kind of getting like Groundhog Day when you guys get to your game planning and review of your upcoming opponent with the Bills, and then Denver last week with the two edge rushers, and then again this week with really more than two edge rushers, guys who can get after the quarterback.
It seems to that's really the, you know, certainly the a focal point of each week is making sure that you try to do a good job of handling the disruptive pass rushers that each team has on defense. And Seattle is certainly, I would say, you know, one of the top, one of the top groups in the league at doing that.
Josh, the offensive balance you guys have been able to put together here, at least lately, how much of a priority is that? Do you take it on a game-by-game basis, and how big of a key has it been for your success?
I think that, you know, balance is good, you know, as long as that's the best thing for you to do to try to win the game and be successful. I don't think that it's, you know, I don't think you want to just be balanced just so that you can say that you're balanced if it's not really working for you. I think being effective is more important at whatever you choose to do. But, you know, the last so many weeks and really all year we've been in the game and or been ahead in the game and have had the ability to maintain, a run-pass balance, if you will. But, again, we go into each week trying to figure out what the best way to play the game is, and hopefully we choose a plan that will give our guys the best opportunity to be successful. And so far, I think being balanced has been part of that formula.
Josh, just I guess, Bill, this, just your thoughts on height as it pertains to the quarterback position. I mean, just how important is it? Something that shouldn't be dismissed? Is it just all about the player?
Well, there's certainly, I think there's certainly really good quarterbacks that are different heights in this league, and certainly in college football as well. I think it's really all about the way that the particular player plays and the things that he does well, and then what the offensive system asks of the player, you know, and if there's certain a certain skill set that a player has, and your offense is has the ability to adapt or change or fits his skill set well, then I think that height is, you know, height can be over discussed at times. I think there's a lot of good quarterbacks in this league, and very few of them look the same. You know, I know there's some guys that certainly have great height, but there's also a lot of guys that that throw the ball very well, including the guy that just broke that record the other night, that don't stand 6 feet four, 6 feet 5 inches tall.
Any additional emphasis on nonverbal communication this week because you're going to play in such a loud stadium, and sort of how important is communication overall leading into this weekend?
Yeah, this is an incredible venue to play at, and it's I've had an opportunity to be there three or four times, and it never disappoints in terms of how loud and how vocal they're going to be. I think it's a great environment to play in, and certainly for us on offense, it'll be important for us to do a good job of communicating and paying attention to all the little details so that we make sure that we can work together and try to execute our assignments the best we can. I mean, certainly they make it difficult, but I think the best way for us to do that is to practice with the noise here and do the best we can here and focus on our assignments and our execution and hopefully go out there and play well. And if we do that, we give ourselves the best chance to be successful.
Does having played in Baltimore already help that cause?
I think playing on the road in this league is always hard. I mean, really, wherever you play, you're going to have to deal with noise on offense if you're playing away. And I think the way that we've practiced with noise here helps us playing a lot of road games, you know, already. We dealt with it in Tennessee, Buffalo, Baltimore. I think all of those experiences help. And, you know, we just, you know, it's going to be noisy. It's going to be loud. It's going to be very difficult to hear. I think that's kind of a given. And as long as you accept that and practice that way and do a good job of trying to communicate, what our call is and what we're trying to do on each snap, hopefully that will, that we can hopefully minimize that as best we can. Certainly going to be, I know it'll be loud on Sunday.
Stephen Ridley spoke after Sunday's game, and he says, look, I know that, I know I'm going to hear it from Bill. I understand the importance of ball security. I mean, it's, with all due respect, it's the same thing he said in July. And I'm just curious, where do you guys go from here? I mean, is it a cause for concern? How does this impact the balance you talked about earlier, if potentially your lead back can't hold on to the football?
I think you look at it overall, and I think he's done a nice job of carrying the ball, quite a few times this season, and has done a good job of that. And then there's a couple instances where the ball got loose a little bit, but I think that you continue to work with every player on those fundamentals and the technical part of their game, which includes ball security, includes catching and blocking and running good routes and all the rest of those things that can contribute to protecting the football. So, it'll be a point of emphasis for us, going forward. It always is and it always has been, and it will continue to be. And I think that, he's no different. He's certainly not the only person that, the ball got out on the last so many weeks here. And so I think there's a number of things that we try to focus on each week, and that's certainly going to be a big one for us going forward with every player on our team.